For 25 years, Shakespeare on the Rocks has been keeping the classics in front of El Pasoans, and they're going to do it again this year. David Mills is producer of Shakespeare on the Rocks, and Joseph Martinez III is here as the director of their first production. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah. Always a pleasure to be here with you, Monica.
Oh, I just admire so much the energy and the dedication it has taken to keep this going, to keep Shakespeare done well and going on in town. So thank you, David.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I was just talking earlier about the fact that we changed the venues a lot.
Yes.
And we had been at the Chamisal the last couple of years, and now we're going to be moving to the Women's Club.
Oh, a lovely, lovely venue also.
Building.
So thank God we have some other options when things happen. How long have you been involved specifically in Shakespeare?
On and off. I guess it's been quite a while. I don't remember. 92, 93, almost 20 years.
So directing is Shakespearean productions is not new to you at all?
This is my third outing as a director in the last 10 years, but I've been with the company for about 20.
Well, tell me about this particular production.
This one is different than many of the other productions we've done before. It is Dr. Faustus, done by Christopher Marlowe. It's not Shakespeare, but he was a contemporary. The thing that separates this particular production from the others, Shakespeare productions, is it's more focused on the community, the culture, and the area. I've taken Dr. Faustus and adapted it to the spirit of the Dia de los Muertos.
Excellent lineup. And pardon me for a moment, but I have to confess to my obvious hiccup in that I'm thinking Shakespeare, and I'm sitting here looking at your lovely poster that says by Christopher Marlowe. So how often has Shakespeare on the Rocks deviated from actual Shakespeare's plays?
Well, this is actually our first time doing a non-Shakespeare.
Okay, well, no wonder. I just didn't quite get it, even though it was right in front of me. pardon my gaffe there, but yes, go ahead.
Well, it's the time we had scheduled was before Halloween, and Halloween is a recognized holiday, but not necessarily a reverent holiday. And we found that Dia de los Muertos has, of course, much more reverence, but also a connection to the community. The trick-or-treating is one thing, the costumes are one thing, the candy, but Dia de los Muertos has a lot of a connection, much more of a connection with the Southwest. Mm-hmm. So I've taken Dr. Faustus and added the calaveras, added the skeletons, and a lot of the mysticism.
What a great pairing.
Yes. It's a mystical play. You have good magic, black magic, white magic, angels, devils. And, well, they're part of Mexican history, so why not make them part of Dr. Faustus in classical theater?
Give us the premise of Dr. Faustus as most people know it.
Well, I'm going to start and I'll let Joseph take over because he's much more familiar than I am. But it's a morality play, and very simply put, it's a man who sold his soul to the devil and suffers the consequences, if you will.
He's a vain man, as most people are who get
we
an opportunity.
We can be, yes.
And he sells his soul to the devil for a little over 20 years of knowledge. Not a lot, we would say, well, gosh, I would go for more. But that's not really the point of how you'd handle the bargain. Just the fact that anyone would sell their soul to the devil for several vices. And he does. And again, it is a morality play, so it does end with a lesson.
You know? Mm-hmm. And let's go over the dates and the times.
Was this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, and we have a matinee Sunday at 2 o'clock.
And the Women's Club, for anyone who doesn't know, will be a wonderful discovery at 1400 North Mesa, and there is parking catty corner.
Exactly right.
Now, I find your pricing very interesting.
Yes, it is. We thought, well, in the spirit of the season and the nature of the play, $6.66 general admission.
Oh, that's a wicked sense of humor right there at the box office.
However, if you are superstitious, anyone is superstitious, you will be more than happy to take a $10.
$10 bill and you're good.
Oh,
all
yes.
Right. There's some relief in that. Now, apparently you have some special plans in addition to the performance of Dr. Faustus.
Yes.
Tell me what else.
Friday, we have a costume contest planned. The doors will open about 5:30. At 6 o'clock, we'll have some judges who will be, if you're in full costume, you will be allowed in. You don't. You can waive the $6.66 if you are in full costume and enter the costume contest. We'll have first, second, third place. And as a matter of fact, we're hoping to have door prizes through all 3 days.
Excellent. Now that's gonna be fun, really building it up. What other plans do you have for this season of Shakespeare on the Rocks?
Well, it is our 25th season, as you said, and we are planning productions in the spring. We will be reviving our production of Richard III and The Taming of the Shrew. We will most likely be back at the Chamisal. We don't know the dates yet, but this is the first year that we've had a season that is not concentrated in one festival period. So mm-hmm. We've actually split it into a fall and a spring.
I kind of like that myself. It's nice to have samplings of some of my favorite food on the buffet at different points in time instead of all in one tight season. And now this particular Shakespeare in the Rocks is in cooperation with other entities, including Theater Inc. and El Paso Community College. How does that work?
Well, Theater Incorporated is our fiscal umbrella. We're in the process of becoming a 501c3.
Excellent.
And during the process, if you will, they are actually our fiscal agent.
All right.
So that's why they are there. And the community college has been our partner for many, many years. We hold our rehearsals there. They provide us with storage space and other
Excellent.
Services. So they're a very important part of Shakespeare on the Rocks.
And I didn't mention Eden Enterprises because Eden Enterprises is sitting right here with me, which is basically you, David
Well,
Mills.
I'm the producer,
yes.
Although as once Shakespeare becomes fully incorporated as a nonprofit, I'll be stepping away. I mean, I will no longer serve in that capacity. Shakespeare will produce itself,
well,
if you will.
That'll be interesting to watch.
Yes.
Tell me about your pool of talent, your actors for Shakespeare on the Rocks.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have several returning people from Shakespeare productions, as well as some high school students, college students. I pride the fact that this particular cast, we have 14 performers,
all right.
And they are from all different backgrounds. Some are professionally trained, some of them very little training at all, but most of them have a drive. They really are enthusiastic, and they represent the community of El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
With 800,000 people, it's really nice to know that you can pull a lot of different people from different communities, different backgrounds, and they still want to be on stage.
It's good to have a stage for them to be on,
oh, definitely.
Too.
Oh,
and
yes.
And what do you do the rest of the professionally?
I teach at the community college.
And what do you teach?
Speech. I'm in the speech communication department.
Excellent. So that explains where a lot of our, like many artists, we all have several lives that we lead and several hats that we wear. But this is such a worthy venture, and I'm so delighted that you will be doing it for us again this year and that you found a place as lovely as the Women's Club for it to happen. My guest today, David Mills, producer of Shakespeare on the Rocks, and Joseph Martinez III, who is directing Dr. Faustus, the very first performance in this, the 25th anniversary season of classic theater, presented by Shakespeare on the Rocks, with performances next Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and next Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Women's Club of El Paso, 1400 North Mesa. For information, you can go to shakespeareontherocks.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Monica.